This is KCUR 89.3. What's the future of protest music? When hundreds of musicians came to Kansas City recently for the Folk Alliance International Conference, that was one of the questions they asked themselves. And as KCUR CJ Janneby found out, there wasn't one clear answer.
I've been to Folk Alliance conferences before, and the music had felt a lot more pretty than protesty. After November's election, the old guys with banjos, as one musician put it, were fired up. But I wanted to see what younger folks were thinking about protest music, some of which didn't sound much different than it did in the 1960s.
Oh, what will you do for the judgment days come? Keep up with that? Y'all do that?
I talked to Joe Purdy after his set. He's 36 in a troubadour hat and flannel. For most of his career, he hasn't written political music.
I wrote like 13 records full of sad bastard music and love songs, cowboy songs and stuff, which I love. But the last record I did that I made last year was the first one that I'd ever done that was a true civil rights social justice record.
He says he thought the protest singers of the 60s had said everything there was to say and better than he could. But events of the last couple of years changed his mind. He's not writing angry music. He says his goal is to get his message across without half his audience walking out.
I grew up in Arkansas, and I'm a hillbilly. And I kind of felt like I was the right person for the job because while I may not agree with the politics of a lot of the folks that I grew up with, I know them well, and I know they all have good hearts.
Way's music sounds more like what you'd hear in a dance club.
Lay me down in the shade.
She's a 36-year-old Cree singer from Winnipeg.
Partly because I'm Indigenous, and so the content that I speak on is rooted in things that are happening in my culture and in my community, but also more global issues like the environment, so with things like pipelines and you know, caring for our earth and our waters.
Iskwe says her music fits in, because folk music is music of the folk, music of the people, regardless of genre.
Because I think that protest has so many faces, and it has so many reasons and rationales, and it has so many people standing behind it that I don't think there's ever going to be one particular sound.
Not so, says Heather May of Washington, D.C., who has strong ideas about future protest music.
It's going to be pop, because young people, 16, 17, 18, 12, young people listen to pop music. Yes, they love underground music, but they love what's on the radio.
Hello, till the end of the earth, until the last lesson learned, I will wreck my voice, I'll be heard through the noise, I will stand my ground until...
May is 28. She's a pop musician herself, so she's partial. She also describes herself as a plus-sized lady-loving lady.
Stand up, won't you? Stand up, won't you? Won't you?
You can't stand with an acoustic guitar and long hair and a flower in your hair and get people to notice you. Not right now, but you can stand with a piano and 5-inch heels with a backing band and makeup and glitter and body positive and sing nice and loud pop music that makes them dance and then also makes them think.
One thing's clear about the future of protest music. It will be international. Musicians and audiences can reach each other all over the world now, instantly. Here's the Norwegian musician Madi, who has recorded a new album of other people's songs that have been censored all over the world.
Even though it may feel like it for us folk musicians that protest music has disappeared, it hasn't. It has just shifted, taken different forms and exists in different places today.
One man who's paid a high price for his music is Rami Essam. Originally from Egypt, his music energized the Arab Spring. He was arrested and tortured after a rally in Tahrir Square. Now he's living in Sweden, but last weekend, he was in Kansas City. After his set, as he was leaving the stage, Rami Assam had two words for what the world could do with its borders. We're not allowed to say them on the radio. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janvey.